fire. It is hot, blazing hot in the studio right now. Oh boy, for a moment. Man, you can dig it.
I'm sure we got a lot of people dancing this morning.
My, oh my, oh my. Andrea just killed it in the studio, I must say. She's an amazing dancer, in case you don't know. She's
True story.
Yeah.
Back in the... True story. So I remember growing up, we danced to this a lot in, you know, birthday parties and the likes. Oh, goodness, I'm still panting.
Absolutely. Catch your breath. So,
we did a lot of that.
Yeah.
And I remember always, always, you know, coming tops when it comes to the competition to dancing this particular song.
I mean, I could see the moves right here. I know you could dance, but this is like you showing the stuff right here. Oh, my, oh, my. But you
know,
so know what you're dancing to, know what you know, know your music. And I hope the music has spoken to you, because of Nigeria Info, we allow the music to talk sometimes. We don't just, we're not the only ones that talk, you know, we allow the music to talk, and I hope the music talked to you this morning.
I'm also glad we're able to educate you as to the different sounds. What you usually call makosa isn't makosa. This is what you call sukus.
Absolutely, that's it.
All right.
And maybe hopefully along the line we'll play some Dumbulu, so you know the difference.
The difference, yeah.
Absolutely. But hey guys, I mean, 17 minutes of great fun to kickstart the show and take your mind all the political wahala / every other wahala that exists in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And get you into the right frame of mind and put you in the right mood so that you can get yourself a productive minute, second, hour, day. Every day on the show. Welcome, this is What's Up Lagos with the Techers, and we are set indeed, aye aye aye, for the feel of Lagos.
Check your time, is 18 minutes past 10. Today's the 10th of May, 2022, is a Tuesday. What a day to be alive. We're hoping you're alive and well, and I really hope that we were able to shake you up a bit.
Yep.
You know, make you dance a bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, we say so much about your physiology,
mm-hmm.
and how that also helps you to be in a better state of mind.
That's right.
So if you are depressed or seemingly sad, just things are not going so well for you, I hope that you just, you know, shook your body a bit.
Yeah.
I hope that has also changed your state of mind.
Absolutely. Of course, man, it's very important. I love that you mentioned the physiological impact, on your mental state, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making sure that you're warmed up, making sure that you are gingered.
Yeah.
Physically gingered.
Yeah.
To kickstart. You cannot, see, if you look at somebody who's depressed, their head is always down, their neck is down, they're always feeling low.
Moody and all of that, yeah.
So, shaking up the body alone can destroy depression. I do not need to be an expert in that field, but I'm sure that, you know, your physiology has a role
It actually does. I mean, that's like the starting point. So
absolutely.
If you are feeling sad or depressed, the thing that you could do to help you, you know, start the process of changing your mind or your state of mind is by, you know, shaking up your physiology. You know, dance, shake, you know, move your body, scream, you know, do something.
Absolutely.
Do something.
Oh boy, I love the kickstarting. I mean, the messages are already tripping in. A lot of messages coming in without us giving out the phone lines. The phone lines are buzzing. But it's a good time for us to drop those numbers.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
Well, you can send WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. We're going to let the music talk along the line. Like I said, maybe you get to listen to something from Kofi Olumide and Dumbulu sound.
Indeed. So you can know the difference,
Benny.
Really. So that you can know the difference.
And let us know what that music said to you. You know, I know, of course, the Prince Dede Yango, you may not know that song. That was just me helping the vibe. Let you know what Makosa music is. Different from Sukus and Dumbulu. And there's also Mapuka from Cote d'Ivoire.
Mm.
They all almost sound alike. Mapuka is like Alaji. That's Mapuka. Mm. All right, great. So, but guys, What did that song say to you, especially that Willow Lungumba song? Did it tell you something?
Yeah.
It took you back.
It took me way back. It did take me way back. Like I was saying, I remember during birthday parties and the likes. This is like the song that was, you know, back in the day.
And then
we'll come out. I'm always coming home with party pack. Extra party pack.
Because you win. You know?
I will win now. Man, I'm always, trust me, always.
Babes, man, you're a million in one.
I know. Sometimes. Those who know me back in the day, especially primary, secondary school, and a little bit of university, they would never have thought that I was going to be a broadcaster. What they would have, you know, envisaged or thought about me was that I was going to be a professional dancer.
Yeah, I know, man. I could see the moves. man, she could dance. I could tell you that for sure.
I try.
All right, the phone lines are buzzing. We'll get into that now. Tell us what your physiological condition is this morning.
Uh-huh.
If you're gingered by the song, let us know what the atmospheric condition is like in your lungu or neighborhood. Let's kickstart the show on that note, shall we?
Yes, we shall. Oh, yes. Yes. Let's do it. Hello.
What's up, mate?
Yes!
Thank you, colleagues. You don't make me dance this morning. No, I have danced and I am sweating.
Oh,
yes. If it's not Panadol, it cannot be Panadol. Dongolo cannot be Makosa.
Yes, sir.
Kuku cannot be Makosa.
Yes, sir.
Book is not Makosa.
Yes. That's right.
Makosa is Makosa.
That's
and
right.
It's only from one place.
That's right.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Wow.
I wish I could tune in there and I on YouTube and see you. I know.
Not to worry. Thank you so much.
Have a lovely day.
You really
took me way back. Yes, thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'm sure that a video of us dancing will be made available on social media soon.
I'm sure.
I feel shy. You have to go see me dancing.
Oh my. This is radio like you've never known. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Oh, what's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Cheers to life!
Wow, I'm so happy to connect this morning.
I'm glad you did.
Austin.
I'm fine. Good morning, Andre. Good morning, colleagues.
Good morning to you.
Wow. So excited today to hear your voice, man. Wow. Oh, the energy is on the high side, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah, my name is Austin. I'm calling from Tulare.
Welcome, right, Austin.
Yeah, so thank you so much for what you've been doing for us. Honestly, Collins, I've learned so much from you.
Wow.
I mean, you may not understand, but I know I feel so emotional right now. I've learned so much, things that have helped me, you know, in my marriage, particularly in my marriage.
Wow.
You know, and it's been working as good, and it has never been a dull moment with my spouse.
Wow.
People ask me, where are you getting all these things from?
Wow.
I say, man, and you guys have really impacted my life. Marital. You have changed my perception about marriage.
And
I'm so happy and I'm so grateful to God for it.
I also want to
say a big shout out to my wife also, Blessing. Oh, she's such an amazing woman.
Aww.
And the time of this happens to be our 8th year anniversary, you know. I'm super excited today, man. I'm super excited.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Collins, for what you have done for me. Personally, I'm so grateful to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Austin. Well, that means a lot.
Aww.
You know.
But I mean, congratulations. Congratulations to Austin and his family. Today, 8th year in marriage. Eight good years.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Shout out to all of you listening. I know one way or the other, we have impacted your lives, your marriages. Trust me, doing this has also impacted our marriage.
That's right.
It has. And trust me, it has.
Positively, man.
It has.
I must say thank you to you, Andrea, man. Sometimes I look at you like, what would I have been without you?
Yay. It's as Moorish like that. I beg you. The phone lines are still buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190.
Positive energy only. Hello? Hi, what's up, Lagos? All right. Who's next? We're going on a break in the matter of seconds. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive! Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you so much for playing my sister this day. I almost fell from the bathroom. I was doing some watching.
Wow.
That's how I almost fell from the bathroom. I was like, hey, these guys, thank you so much, Andrea, and I'm Colleen.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Wow.
We're doing the good job you're doing. Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you, too. What's your name, by the way?
I'm Mrs. Olabi.
All right, Mrs. Olabi, thank you and enjoy the rest of the day. We're going to break right now.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, welcome back. It's 10:31 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. A feel of Lagos is still live to tell us what's going on around your area. And how are you feeling? I want to believe that most definitely you're feeling hyped already.
Yep.
Listening to that, those great sounds, I'm sure that you're hyped already.
Hey, so I'm hyped, man. I enjoyed every moment of it. I would. I hope you did too. Okay, lines are buzzing.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. To drop a WhatsApp message.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the WhatsApp number. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello, we can hear you.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Welcome.
Andre, my sister, Ndewo. Brother, I reversed. Somebody insulted me yesterday. I went to buy food alone. I won't get away across me. So I couldn't realize, why are you writing irresponsibly? He said, look at how you resemble like ape. Hey, my dear, dear.
No, I didn't laugh.
And then my kid, like Schumacher of Germany.
Sure.
1986 World Cup and 1984 Nations Cup Euro.
Chai.
Why would a woman call me ape? Okay, call it. You want a woman at the best, at the
final. Sorry.
Wait, let me ask you.
Sorry.
Let me ask you. No vex, so don't, in fact.
Ask me now.
Don't be angry. Is she correct?
Because I have yes, big one like Boko Haram. And this type of Cameroon mountain shoe.
Okay.
Because they say, look at how it resembles ape. If not the time when my brain is hot, we can do like a Van der Holyfield and Mike Tyson.
But it's not true. Don't believe her.
That's it.
That's what I'm doing right now. Comrade, don't believe her. She's telling you a lie.
Concerning other information.
Yeah.
But Obasanjo wants to dualize from Obasanjo Junction to Otter Farm Gate.
Okay.
He's a great winner from Songo. That is Songo Idiroko Road.
Okay.
That's where we call Obasanjo Junction. By the left, that is going to Otter. It's like you're going from something like an arena to before Polade. Not okay. The length.
All right.
Want to dualize it.
All right. Great news.
For now.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, comrade.
He's always an amazing personality.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers alive.
Good
morning, Andrew and Colin.
Good morning to you.
I nearly hit my car. I was dancing to my sister this morning. Why did you guys do that now? Why now?
So, which are you dancing to? Is it Sukus or Makosa?
Yes, not the Makosa. That we look. Oh, my goodness. You see, ages I heard that song. Wow. You need to see me dancing and staring. People are like, okay.
By the way,
my name is Ada. I'm calling from Ikiri. Good morning.
Welcome, Ada.
Indeed. Good to have you.
But, Andrea, why are you asking that the last girl that is the woman correct?
No. So that we can know how to address the situation. So that we can know how to help out.
No matter whether it's correct or it's not correct, you're confronting the issue.
Don't mind me.
Oh, thank you so much, man. When it comes to us and comedy, just leave us. We are on another.
You can see that he understood me.
We are another.
You know, I just wanted to hear from him if the woman was right or wrong, because that's how we know. Yeah, that's how you know how to react.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, when someone tells you you are mad, am I really mad? If I am not mad, then why would I get angry that somebody is calling me mad?
Hmm.
So you have to think about it that way. If you tell me now that I am ugly, I'll look at you. Maybe something is wrong with your eyes. Because for you to look at me and call me ugly, maybe your eyes, you are blind. Or maybe something inside your eyes is showing you ugly. But to me, you are not correct. So that's how I choose, you know.
I needed
to know from his own perspective.
Absolutely.
If he believes that she was right, you know, because that's where it's actually
deeper problem.
From.
Mm.
Then it's a deeper problem.
Speaking from
a professional point of view, yes, because I'm also
a
counselor.
Psychologist,
I'm also a therapist. So.
Oh.
So yeah, that's part of the ways we handle situations.
That's the first thing. I mean, really, it's deeper than that. You know, it could be that guy's situation, but when people call you names and you get angry about it,
mm-hmm.
and that means you are, in a way, validating what they say. They're saying, trying to say that, they are right.
Mm-hmm.
If they are wrong, you'll just be laughing.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking. Let me give another example.
Yeah.
You're wearing bathroom slippers with a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the bank.
Yeah.
You know, the security guy calls you riffraff because you see your...
You put it on a slipper.
Slippers and all that. Meanwhile, you have 30 billion for the account to you. Uh-huh. How would you react? Would you be angry? Are you stupid? You call me riffraff? You just laugh, say, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so forgive him, for you know what they say.
Exactly. So we give validation to people, you know, we give them power most times when we react to what they call us.
Yeah.
So, and indirectly, you are agreeing to what the person has called you by reacting in that manner.
That's right. So, I mean, that's the perfect way to handle it. High five for that. Let's get back to the calls. Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers, Salon! Woo! Woo!
You guys have made my day. I'm
here
from
my dad.
Wow.
Welcome.
Correct or not?
Yes, now. Is she correct?
In fact, you have made my day. Well done, Collins and Andrew.
Thank you so much.
I don't have much to say.
We know, right?
So, I mean, was that what made her laugh?
That's it, man.
I didn't even know that was funny.
Even made one laugh, but I hold myself safe.
I didn't know that was funny. But, I mean, I needed to know.
But you've explained why.
I've explained why I asked. So, I just actually needed to know from his own perspective.
Yeah.
If you agree with her, then there's nothing for us to
say. Is there anybody who's ugly? That's a question after this call.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, the second.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, hello.
And I can't shout. This is blessing, Mr. Arsene's love. I think he called you a couple of minutes ago.
Yes, he did.
He said that I called. Yo, you can see it's our anniversary.
Yay!
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Fine.
We're doing great.
How about
you? Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Have a good day ahead.
Right,
bye. Wow. I love that, man.
Yeah, her husband called earlier. Saying, you know, today's their anniversary.
That's right.
So shout out to you. We'll pray for you that you enjoy bliss, peace of mind, love, unending love in your marriage. I really pray for you that you enjoy peace like the heavens, like you have never, ever, ever experienced before.
Amen to that. Andrea actually closed her eyes to say those words. She closed her eyes. She meant it from her heart.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there's a lot of news out there of marriages not working, things failing. You know, we're not here to, you know, tell you what to do or how to go about it. But there is a vital point that we need to make, is the fact that it can work. You know, marriages can work. They can be enjoyable and not endurable. They can be very, very, you know, blessed and not cursed.
Yeah.
Marriages, the experience can be great and not otherwise, and not sad.
Yeah.
You know, you can make it work. That's what I believe strongly. A lot of messages coming in.
A lot of messages coming in. And this one's coming from Abiola from Hamburg, Germany. He says, good morning, the techers. What's up, Lagos? Koboko, man, don't make me laugh this much. He made every one of us laugh.
I'm telling you.
He did make every one of us laugh. And shout out to
him. He's angry.
He's angry.
How can you call him ape?
How can that woman even do that kind of thing? How can you do
Let's
that?
Let's face it, some people get mind though. You see, don't act in anger. You will say what will put you in trouble. How can you look at a human being and calling ape? What?
How can you do that?
So ask the question, is there any ugly person? Is there anybody you say ugly? By what standard?
Exactly.
By what standard?
So now, if you call someone ugly, that means that you have a standard that you are judging that person by.
Yep.
And your standard is not someone else's standard.
It's not the standard.
It's not. I think media also has played a role where, you know, they put up pictures of people who are seemingly the standard.
Yeah.
Although, I agree that there are people who are more... Who seem more attractive than the other people based on the standard?
Yep.
You know, but I don't agree that there's an ugly individual.
There is nobody who's ugly. Nobody. I know some people will say, oh, my guy, you never see person. So I know. I can hear you say, oh, this guy, you don't know what you're saying. Have you seen people? As far as I'm concerned, there's no... See Shatta Bundle, for example. When he appeared in the social media scene, I'm sure a lot of people called him different names and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But hold on a second. When he made money, did you see the so-called standard?
People around him,
you know, working for him and all that. So at the end of the day, by what standard would you say somebody's ugly?
Yeah.
It is just, is it what the media has advertised, or is it what pop culture has told you?
Mm.
Ask yourself that question before you call somebody ape.
Yeah. Or before you call
Have you seen
ugly.
Ape before?
Mm.
I don't like that, oh. Please, everyone. How can you say that? I'll give a slap.
On WhatsApp, we still have WhatsApp messages. This one here says, I'm enjoying your program this morning, especially my cousin music. Mm. Please play any Magic System music. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another here says, this coming from Some Sunshine from Ajao Estate says, what's up, Lagos? Okay, what's up, Lagos? So, good morning. Mr. Collins and Andrea, you guys want to make me a madman in public with this, your music. I love you guys so much. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Some Sunshine.
All right. Doreen here says, hello, the techers. It's Doreen from Aja. Please help me celebrate my hubby, especially today is his birthday. We've been in love for 20 years now and 13 years in courtship, 7 years in marriage.
Wow. No, I mean, that deserves...
Oh, wow.
We're going to do something special for everyone born today in history. So stick around.
So wait for that one. She says, please remind him of my unending love for him by playing the first song he ever dedicated to me, True Love by Nyanya.
Mm.
His name is David Rosanwo.
Okay.
Yeah, David Rosanwo. I hope I got that correctly. He says, I could never have a better platform to do this. I love you guys. I mean, thank you for also choosing our platform to give this shout out to your loved one. And surely we would play that song, True Love by Nyanya. I think especially because I love that song as well.
Yeah. And so, for your husband especially.
For your husband also. We will do that one for you. Kingsley is sending a message from Moody Africa. He says, good morning, the techies. You guys really took us back to those days. Oh, good old days. This song's scatter things that year. It says, thank you guys for always giving us joy. I love you both, and we love you too.
We love you.
We love you too. This one, he's coming from Destiny. Destiny here says, good morning, the techies. Wow, you two, cause down the memory lane. I felt like dancing in the office. And Drea, you're knowledgeable and know the different sounds. And many thanks to our power couple.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you much for that. Okay, this one here is saying, this song, we know it as Panya. Many of our people who went there and danced those songs got carried away by the lifestyle and didn't come back home for many years. And when they finally came back, they came with nothing. That's why they're called Panya. And it's coming from Chike from Ebute Meta.
Chike.
What's up, Lagos? Hmm. Shout out to you and thank you for dropping that message.
Yep. It's a good time when you mentioned that, I just remembered.
Okay.
A lot of my classmates and JHS Boya at the time, you know, them. I just remember a few, Vincent Chukwu Emeka, you know, shout out to Vince Onuha, Vince Carter, you know, and a host of other guys who most of them are Lagos now, but we all in Boya, you know, there's the schools and they're dancing to those songs. A lot of memories, man, a lot of memories.
Okay.
Yep.
On WhatsApp, Mr. Nice Man, it's been a while we heard from you.
How you doing?
But thank you for sending a message. He is sending a message all the way from Agbor Delta State.
Yep.
I'm guessing that's why you haven't been frequent with your messages. But it's good to hear from you. He says, good morning, Collington and Drea, Teke, a.k.a. the power couple. You guys just used that song to remind me of the good old days. Mm. Honestly, I was dancing and my customers were like, this one head they correct self. He says, anyway, thanks for all you guys do on radio, especially for married couple.
Yeah.
Couples. He says, anyways, my lunga is cool and calm, only that rain did a lot to us yesterday. So sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, this one here says, Ikenna from Agor says, whenever I have to leave the house while your program is going on, he say, they always pay me. But today I had to take my headphones along just to listen to you. It says something I really do. Oh, wow.
Thank you. Appreciate.
I appreciate you. We really do appreciate you. Kule Adeti Lawyer says, what's up, Lagos? Is there anyone ugly? I think the only person that can answer the question is the person addressed to. Mm. If you call me an ape, some people love ape.
Abi.
If you call me monkey, some people love monkey too.
That's right.
If I accept the fact that I'm ugly, I'm truly ugly, but no one can ascertain one's ugliness.
Yep.
Yeah, basically saying what we've said before concerning
absolutely
that.
Somebody's greeting us. Good evening.
It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Timothy says, calling San Andrea, this APR be paying comrade seriously. He has been mentioning it since Life and Dangerous yesterday. Says that lady needs to render unreserved apology. In fact, I think we should all apologize on behalf of that lady. Comrade, if you are listening, no vess.
We are sorry.
So sorry.
Very sorry.
Sorry.
We'll never do it again.
When it matters most. It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
I hope you've accepted our apology.
Please.
Don't mind that lady.
Forgive the lady. We have apologized.
She does not know good things.
You look, our old comrades.
How can you?
But some people get mine though.
I don't understand.
They don't insult you before me laugh. Like, did he pay you until you start laughing? Like, hey God. Let me insult like this. Some people get bad mouth.
But no. Comrade, don't mind her. The phone lines are up.
Yeah.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Keep your messages coming in.
Yes, on 0809-597-5805. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I greet you one and one. I greet everybody.
We greet you too.
And the man helped me beg comrade make no vest. So
we have done that.
Vest, I beg.
Mm.
One of my friends when they called me say at the hear radio, you call me hear this man, you see the laugh. You see the laugh at last about as I said make you hear, you call the laugh since nice and wrong come on.
Comrade, thank you so much. Nigerian Info has made legends. Made legends of the listener. There are a lot of listeners that you know, if you don't hear them in a day, you'll be like, what's going on?
You know, Nigerian Info people have made legends.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good morning, it's okay.
Good morning to you. Wow.
I just called to say good morning. You know, you now have an online, like, on-air family. Even if you don't have anything to say, you just call to say good morning to the family.
Good morning. We love you too. Thank you so much.
Good morning. I hope the little second is fine.
He is fine.
Yeah, what's your name, by the way?
My name is Debbie.
Oh,
Debbie.
Thank you so much, Debbie, for calling.
Thank you. Concerning someone, whether someone is ugly or not.
Yeah.
Now, money for Sam Bobo. If you have money, there's no ugly person at all. There's no ugly person. Ugliness is just because you don't have money to
take care of yourself.
Everyone is fine and beautiful.
Wow, thank you so much. Appreciate you. No money be fine, Bobo.
Okay, AZ is on the line. Hello, AZ.
Hey, What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life!
Well, you too? You are the funniest person in this world.
So we're comedians.
Your own comedian is from heaven.
Oh my God!
Okay, I've never seen a. You see that music, eh?
Yeah.
When I'm hearing it, I was eating my food. You know the food I like most. When I eat and finish, Now the fufu now they eat by that time.
Fufu for
so
morning.
I just confused. I said, "What am I hearing?" What? I said, "Collins, you want to go back to your place?"
The place is in me.
The place is in you, honestly. I know. I agree with that, though. Eh? So, I'll go buy that cassette again because the one I bought has spoiled. I'm going to buy it again so that I will be playing it. And then it's Collins that gave me the idea of what to do.
Thank you so much, AZ. We appreciate you. Fufu for money, Alpha.
That's all, Garrett.
Fufu.
That's all, Garrett.
Anyway, it depends on your work, sir.
There are a lot of WhatsApp messages.
Let's take
this one coming from G-Day from Magboro. Yeah, he says, stop the techies. I says, yes, there are ugly people, but it's easy for them to transform if willing.
Mm-hmm.
So the nicer you are to people, the more beautiful you look.
That's
beyond
right.
Physical attributes.
That's
also,
right.
The more cruel you are, the more demonic you look.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
There are people who physically look, take away. But they are demons.
Mm.
Or they have demons in them, like 150 million demons in them.
Mm.
And such people, those are the people you should call ugly.
Okay.
Not people's physical attributes.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Because it is by attributes. Oh boy.
Okay. Let me see. This one here says, I have seen a lady who is really loved by a friend. It says, men have face. I really looking muscling, but guess what? After marriage, it looked like the couple really went to beauty therapy.
Wow.
And something was done. So the last time I saw them, I can't believe she is so beautiful. So I agree to some extent. If money day, everyone is beautiful.
That's
or
right.
Handsome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he's saying that money is what makes the money be fine. All right. This one says, hello, Andrea and Collins. My name is Afrigogo Del. Okay, wait.
Logo.
Wait. This name needs some kind of power for me to, you know, pronounce. It says, my name is Afrigogo Del Logo. Okay.
You can't get AKA again.
AKA Africa's finest ugly man.
Akoyemio. Okay. Okay. Willy, come. Oh my God.
He says, I'm proud of my willy looks. Did you see that? Did you see the message before seeing it?
If I lie now, you can say I lie. Yes, I saw it.
You saw it, okay. He said willy looks. I did chop pop off a soft drink and I put plenty granite inside the drink. The drink is dark in complexion or chai. I don't know.
Right.
I don't get this. But anyway.
No, get it. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
You
are not ugly. You are a fine man.
You're a fine man.
What's willy look? Please, can someone explain? I don't know what that means. Anyways.
Okay, Dahiru says, just to crack you guys up, wahala be like say when Comrade Ikechukwu call and say he wants to be anonymous. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'll take a couple of messages before we go on a break. I don't think I have a couple to take.
50 seconds you've got.
All right. Okay. Israel, I'm not sure that I can take that. We're going to break, Lagos. Stick around. We'll be right back.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. She's Andrea Odubi. Odubi, let me call it well. Teke.
And he is Collins. Teke.
And we are the Techers.
We'll head straight to What's Up. And this one here says, What's Up Lagos? I'm Basil from Agor Palace. Before, I used to think I'm ugly until ladies started telling me how handsome I look. Since then, I begin to see myself as fine boy. It said it all comes from the mind. You guys are the best. I truly agree with you. It actually does come from the mind. If you believe you're ugly, you are ugly. It's how you feel. But truthfully, I don't think anyone is ugly. Rashid from Ikeja just says, good morning, the Techers. How about the saying that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder? Some people actually characterize beauty by personality, not be only appearance. They cause attraction. And I agree as well. We're going, bringing you the headline news shortly. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
We're back. It's 2 minutes past 11. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I would take a few What's Up messages, right?
We have to be sharp, of course. You know,
we have a hot burning conversation that we need to bring to you, right? We started that yesterday. We're talking about naming ceremonies and how, or the tradition behind naming ceremonies in your tribe, your culture,
Your village, that's what make it easy.
Okay, your village.
No. And also the story of how I was named, I don't know if you got your story.
I got my story. So we'll be sharing that shortly. But
we also want to hear how you were named.
Did you
ask your parents? For those who still have them alive.
Okay, we're going straight to WhatsApp and we'll take a few from here. This one here is saying, it's coming from Ben. He says, what's up, Lagos? Andrea, how can you ask him that kind of question? Koboko man, no vex. That's what Ben sends to us. Okay, I think I'm taking that one before. This one here says, nobody is ugly because we are all created in God's image. It's a matter of taking care of oneself and eating healthy. It's coming from Dozier. All right, thank you so much, Dozier. I think that's a bit we have right now. This one is coming from Israel. Edioye from Festac. He says, good morning, the most wonderful. It's really fun listening to you guys. My comrade, I sincerely apologize on behalf of the lady who called you a despicable thing. So Israel Edioye from Festac is saying he sincerely apologize on behalf of
comrade. One person does say that person, we all will say you're a fine man. So don't let one person call you what you're not. And you're not.
You're not.
They say complacency since yesterday.
That means that no.
It will pay even you. Imagine you just argue somebody else.
You look like it. How can you say that to someone? How can you? Anyway, Emmanuel here from Lekki says, I want to cue myself with laughing here. Koboko man will not kill me. He says, please, Andrea, ask Koboko man to send us his picture. What do you want to do with his picture? I don't understand.
You are the type that can call somebody.
I don't get it.
Imagine.
You want to examine me and say, okay, be like, say,
he's fine,
it's fine. Like it's true what that woman said. Are you okay? Emmanuel, I'm going to send you packet now. Okay. Joseph from the UK is sending a message and he says, please, this rumor.
Please. Joseph, look, Please, Joseph.
Okay. Joseph, I would like for you listen during Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili. She will probably answer your question. I'd like for you to send that during her time on the air.
Yeah.
And most likely she'll give you a correct answer to what you're asking.
Ah, the answer for me.
Some people want to know what he's saying.
If I hear Polly.
He's asking about the APC and death of Langida.
As I'm reading it now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's not digress. Destiny here from Festex says, it simply means at... okay. No. I'm not sure that was for us. I'm not sure that was for us. But shout out to you all and thank you for sending your messages. And I think that's the bit that we have. Although we have a pending request coming from Doreen from Aja.
All right. Was it Doreen that requested?
Yes. Doreen from Aja requested that we play True Love by Nyanya to her husband. Today is his birthday. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to dedicate that song to those of you having your wedding anniversary today.
Or you're born today in history.
Or you were born today.
Or you were celebrating love.
Or you're celebrating. Celebrating love.
Self-love. You know, any love.
Any kind of love.
Special shout out to Blessing too. And
Francis.
Francis. Yes. You know, the anniversary. Shout out to all of you.
Is it Francis now?
There's no God. Married people. You know, shout out to Blessing and the husband. Yeah. I can't remember.
Austin.
Yes.
Is it Austin?
Hey, God. Why would we mention name now? Anyways, shout out to I'm sure of the blessing part. We called in from the office, your anniversary. Shout out to all of you. Man, it's been a show.
It's been
so far.
But 1 hour of amazing fun.
There's a lot more coming.
Dear. The family talk will be coming up shortly. But here, listen to this one, True Love.
Special dedication to all of you. Well, hey guys, it's time for us to talk family. We believe that the family is indeed the most important unit of our society. To get the things right in the society, you've got to get it right with the family. And that's why the Family Talk is live.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I was born and named Collins Teke Kum Chendum Ezima. All those names are my name. I wasn't there when I was named, was I?
But you were. You just were not.
I wasn't
conscious. Yeah, but
when
you were.
I wasn't conscious.
Yeah.
I didn't know when I was named that. Perhaps they'll do. Collins. And I was told a story when I grew up and I asked, you know, why was I named Collins? Because I asked that question. Why do I have an English name? You know? And my mom told me a story that the name that my dad wanted to name me, or my grandfather wanted to name me, you know, was Joseph, because that's his name. Because usually in my culture, there's something that happens. Names come naturally. I mean, for example, the first son, we take the name of the father, of either the grandfather, that's the mom's father, or the dad's father.
Okay.
The first daughter will either take the name of the grandmom, whether for the mom's side or the dad's side.
Hmm.
Yes, and they call it, it's a, so you have in a family, you have all people called, a number of children, a different generation bearing the same name.
Same name, okay.
So, for example, this, you know, Colin Steke, the third name, that's going to be different. So, like, my first son is supposed to, like, take the name of my dad.
Hmm.
So, you know, it would have the same name, so they now put junior on it, senior,
okay,
and all that.
Okay.
So, it's like a culture. That's my culture, very, very, especially my mom's side. That's a culture.
Is that a thing they call Mbumbu?
Mbumbu.
We're trying.
No. I mean, you bust my brain. That's a Mbumbu. So it's a namesake. Mbumbu means namesake. So you have grandchildren being the namesake of their grandparents, parents, even, you know, uncles. Mm-hmm. They take names of uncles and all that like that. So the names stay within the family.
They
don't go out
like
of the names.
Like they circulate names.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So my granddad's name, my dad's father's name was Joseph.
Okay.
That's his English name.
Okay.
And I was supposed to be named Joseph. But my dad then had a friend who was from, I can't remember, a European friend, whose name was Collins.
Mm.
And this guy played a major role at the time, you know, in his life and career and growing up. So I was named Collins. They changed that Joseph to Collins.
Wow.
In any case, I was still bearing my granddad's name, which is Kum Chendum. Oh, you heard that name. Very powerful name. So that's my name, by the way.
Maybe, you know? Okay, I was going to let out a secret, but I mean, let me keep that to myself.
Yes, keep it. Kum. So, as it were, that's how I got the name Collins. So that's the story I was told. And then for the Teke, it was my mom's dad that named me Teke. He said, no, I have to give him a name that shows where he comes from, as it were. All these other names, Kum, Izima, all those names, do not really represent. He said, that's my name. So I'm bearing my dad's, granddad's name and my granddad's name for my mom, my granddad's name for my dad's side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bearing their names.
Mm-hmm.
The only name that I like anymore, I hold on to like this, is Collins. Which is the funny thing. You know, as it were.
Hmm.
So that is my own story.
Yeah.
But that's how I was named. The story is behind it. It had to do with a friend of my dad, and then a granddad and all that. So what is your own story? How are naming ceremonies done? Did you find out how you were named?
How do you arrive at that? If you're Kende, we couldn't know why you're named Kende.
If you're a Taiwo, you probably have a twin.
Perhaps if you're a Biodun, yeah. we know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
If you're Ada, we probably know where it's coming from. Or Okpara, I love that name, Okpara. Shout out to Henry, Okpara, Ezima. Those are some of my cousins right there. Shout out to you. And a big shout out to you, by the way. So, yeah. How were you named? What is the procedure, the traditional procedure of naming babies in your culture?
Yeah. And then yesterday, I shared a bit of how it's done in Yoruba land.
Yeah.
That I'm aware of. Mm. And I tried to also reach out to my mom to share with me.
Okay.
You know, to tell me the story of how it's named.
Okay.
So I'm going to share my own story too.
All right.
Right. I'm going to share my own story too. So I reached out to her and asked, how was I named? And she said, my name came like a coincidence. Everybody had the same name to name me. And they had not spoken to each other.
Wow.
My grandmom from my dad's side, my grandmom from my mom's side, my mom and my dad had the same name in mind that they wanted to name me. And she said it was so shocking. And she knew in her heart that it's a God, it's the spirit of God that was speaking to everybody to name me that name. And she said she has seen that name, you know, express itself through me from childhood to now. I'm sure you're waiting to know what that name is. Okay, so everybody named me Chigozie. And Chigozie means God's blessing. So the way God's blessed.
Yeah.
So the way she calls me is Onye Chigozie Agozie. That is the blessing. So it means the one who God has blessed. So
No.
My grandmom from my dad's side sent the name over, and it was the exact name. My mom, my grandmom also sent the exact name.
Wow.
You know, that my dad and my mom already had in mind to, you know, name me, right? So that's basically how I was named, you know, my Igbo name, Chigozie.
No, I wanted to mention that full one. Onye wa?
Onye Chigozie Agozi.
Oh!
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Thank you very much. It's okay. You want my head as well. It's okay. So she also now mentioned traditionally that they also make some items available like kola nuts, like honey, like sugar.
Wow.
Water as well. Bible if you're a Christian. What else? You know, and then they use those items to pray, you know, that the child would, you know, for the water, they use water to pray that the child would always not run out of water, the child would not dry out, you know, using the qualities or the, you know, what the those items symbolize. So they use those to pray for the honey. Your life would always keep being sweet. Sugar as well. Salt.
Wow.
And all these items. The same applies to Yoruba land. They make these items available and use those items to pray. You know. And I mean, Nigeria is so beautiful. Like we said yesterday, we have over 200,000.
250,000. 250 tribes, right?
Tribes.
Yes, not thousand. Just
250. 250.
Yes.
250 tribes.
Absolutely.
In Nigeria. And that means that we have 250 ways.
Or different cultures.
Or different, you know, different ways children are named.
Mm-hmm.
If they are different, it will be just a tiny bit. If they are similar, it will be just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
So today we want to hear, what tribe are you from and how do they name children?
From your
own tribe.
Absolutely. And by the way, I spoke to somebody from Ijaw. I mean, he was telling me about, he said, I was that incident. Tell him, you know, I have brothers from Ijaw. By the way, the person that was telling me I should be careful, though. You don't know if I have siblings or whatever in that land. So, and I don't reach
out. He agreed to it.
He agreed that they were told. But in modern day reality, that I mean, no hijab person will give birth to a child and now put it in the water.
In the water.
That it was it
back
to,
in the day.
It used to be practice, an olden days practice. Mm. And, you know, people have just carried that along and then it sounds as if it's still happening today. It's just like telling that somebody from Embassy says that, is this, is that. Before you kill him, you kill a snake. That. All those stories as it went. Anyways, let's hear from you. The phone lines are buzzing. The numbers haven't changed.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
Yes, we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. Finally, you can join us there and see our beautiful faces. All right, and be a part of the broadcast from the online community. Hello.
Oh, the call is back if you can. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Ipekes.
Good morning. Back.
My name is Debbie.
All right, Debbie, Debbie, welcome talk to back. Us.
Okay. I'm Igbo from Enugu State.
Okay.
I can't really say this is how my people do their naming ceremony, but I just want to say how I was named.
Okay.
Now, okay, I was told a story of how I was named. My parents did not actually give me a name.
Wow.
But we have this culture in our place that when a child is born, before you have been given a proper name, they will name you after someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That person could be anybody that your parents pleases, loves, or anybody.
Yeah.
So they will just name you after that person.
Okay.
That culture is so dear to us that like the person that you were named after is just like your second, your first parents anyway.
Wow.
The person owns you. The person owns you and the person can take you, train you and do everything.
Wow.
So I was told that when I was born, I was just told, they told my mother's sister that I've been named after her.
Wow.
So on the day of the proper ceremony, naming ceremony, she was now the one that, by default, the name they're supposed to call me is her own name, the name of the person I was named after.
Yeah.
And then the day of the naming ceremony, she now came and gave me a name and said that my name is Ngozi. And she gave me that name out of things that happened in her life.
Okay.
And she just said, your name is Ngozi. Not that my parents, she was actually the one that gave me the name. And she was the one that raised me.
Aww.
I lived with her and I grew up with her. So she's late now.
Aww. Wow.
So that was my story.
Well, thank you for sharing,
Debbie.
Thank you for sharing, Debbie.
Now we know your other name.
All right. So more like your story too.
Yeah.
But I mean, for theirs is like a godparent.
Anybody, yeah, godparents. But this way, it has to be family member. Whether it's an in-law or it has to be within the family. You would take the two names. Though.
Wow.
Two names of that person. It's only your parent, your dad's name that will be different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
0700-993-993-993. We have Daniel on the line. Hi, Daniel. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning,
Daniel.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, this is my first time calling. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome. It's good to have you.
Welcome, Daniel.
Yeah, quickly, how I was named is my mom gave birth to me when my dad was having some difficulties. Are you hearing me?
Yes, yeah. We are. Go ahead, please.
So They named me Sopro Chukwu, which means honor God.
Okay.
And my uncle gave me name after his junior brother that died when he was small. And he said I looked exactly like him. And that was how I was named Danny.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
Yeah, that was it. So thank you. You guys are doing a nice job.
Thank you too for sending me your message. So yeah, I mean for calling in, there's some people like we said yesterday, some people name their children, or in some cultures they name their children based on the circumstances surrounding you know, that child's
birth or the birth of the child,
mm-hmm. you know,
right? Or the time, the season.
Or the day.
But how important is a name? How important is the name? Because in Africa, we believe strongly that when a name, you know, you play out what you're called.
Yeah.
Is it always so?
And it's beautiful, right? Because I really want to attribute that to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We actually do value our names.
Yeah.
And we place so much meaning on our names. Mm-hmm. You can, I mean, for instance, a white man would call himself Bush. A white man would call himself Salt. A white man would call himself, you know, very not so deep names. I remember, did you see this movie? I'm trying so hard to remember that movie, but when I do, I would also share the lessons I learned in that movie when it comes to naming your child. Now, these were Black Americans, but because they're African descendant. They have that, you know, in their genes. So they don't know. They do not just name their children any name, but they name their children with meaning, and because that meaning lies power. Mm-hmm. And you know that they have to start acting out. You know, remind them that, you know what, this, your name has got power. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's one thing that Africans hold there. We do not just name our children. We name our children and place so much power in what we're naming our children. I think that's how we do it.
That's right. But there's this comedian that did a joke and was saying that it is not by name. See, you know, somebody who's Bush has become a president.
We're going on a break.
Meanwhile, Blessing is selling the market. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You are tuned to Nigeria Info 99.3. That's where you are. We're live on the Family Talk with the Techers. And we are the Techers indeed on the show today. We're looking at child naming. All right. If you like, we're talking about the tradition of naming a child in different tribes. How do you practice child naming in your tribe? And we also added something. We're asking you, do you know how you were named? There's a story behind how you're named.
Is there a story behind how you were named?
That's right. Andrew and I have shared our story, and we're hoping that you share yours also. But most importantly, how's it done in your tribe? Or if you like, how's it done? What's the culture? We have some comments on Facebook and on YouTube and on WhatsApp. And also you can call 0700-993-993-993.
The female only line is 01465-7190.
Well, Ronald Wilson on Facebook says, well, I'm from Abia State and we don't really practice naming ceremony. Just that we mostly name a child in the church. Abia, is that true? All right, my name is Chiamaka, meaning my God is beautiful. My dad gave me the name because he believes in God's beauty. Mm. Okay.
All right. Another here says, it's coming from Fagbe Mi. Okay. Okay. Ukiwo. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Ukiwo Aga says, I'm from Abriba in Aba State and Abia State, and will believe in naming. If I first bear a daughter, it's a compulsory, she will answer my mother's name. Mm. And if a boy, she would answer my father, he would answer my father's name. So for them, it's a tradition, yep. Yeah. If the first child is a girl, yeah, she has to answer
the mother's name.
Yeah. Now, which mother's name? Is it your mother's name or the child's mother's name?
Or the mom's mother's name?
Mother's name. So which which of them? We're having this one coming from Fagbemi.
I think it's his mother.
Okay. Fagbemi and Antonia Abimbola says, what's up, Lagos? I'm from Ondo State. My name is Abimbola. I came with wealth, but I married from Akwa Ibom. Their first daughter is Adia, where the first son is Akpan. Okay.
All right, that's going on live on Facebook and YouTube. You can stream us live. Let's take some calls.
All right, to call us back is 0700-993-993-993.
What's up,
Lagos? Cheers to life.
Good morning. Dinner for my dad.
Welcome, yes. Julia.
Thank you. Well, my own was horrible anyway, because our own, I'm from Abia State. They name according to how they gave birth to the person.
Mm.
So, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
So they named me Didi, and I refused to answer that name. When I grew up and I was asking them what happened, I used to name me such a name. So they now told me how people abandoned my parents, abandoned me because they gave birth, that my mother was struggling to give birth, nobody was there. So they now named me that she be Jew or whatever people are doing to me. So when I was growing up, this was hard for me. I said, no, I have to know what happened. When I asked them, they told me, and I changed it. Mm. It is in the paper, but I do not answer it. So that name, I don't like it. Mm. Well done.
Thank you very much for sharing.
You see, well, why it's important to know the story.
Coincidentally, my mom also shared with me her sister's story, who was also burying Ndidi. So okay. Ndidi meant endurance, or it means to endure, to be patient. Wow. And she said she had to change the name to Nkiru. You know, so
Nkiruka.
Yeah. So she, yeah. So if your name doesn't feel right with you,
but
it's okay to change it.
There's a minister who's been Ndidi.
Minister Ndidi.
There are people who have made.
I know there are people who bear Ndidi. I mean, if it is so based on you, right? If it works for you, if you are not comfortable with what the name that you carry or name that people call you, you change it.
All right.
You're saying, is it true that your name carries meaning or your name
will determine your life?
Your life.
That's another conversation entirely.
It is another.
I think the awareness. Mm-hmm. You can have a name called Blessing, and then you're broke. You're not blessed. They're not seeing the blessing in your life because you're not aware. You're not using the power of your name.
Mm.
I think that settles it.
Okay.
Because the excuse people will give, like the comedian says, that there are so many blessings who are struggling. There are so many grace who are, you know, struggling. But I'm saying that if you can actually walk in the power of your name,
yeah,
I'm sure it goes a long way.
Yeah.
For example, I mean, I that's just my thought.
I understand. I also agree with you too. This one here says, family is the window through which a child sees the society.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Ihiana Cho, and the name is ascribed to the only son in Igbo land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it says in Igbo land, I think they name people based on emotion and personal condition at that particular time.
All right.
Okay then. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Cheers to life.
Welcome.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay, so for me, my name is Cornelia Ikenefi Cornelia. I was named Ikenefi and Cornelia. Mm-hmm. But when I was born, my dad wasn't around, so my mom named me Ikenefi and Naomi. Ikenefi, all the good provide. Those are the fact that my dad was not working there, and he was looking for a job opportunity in Lagos.
Wow.
I was in the village with my mom.
Okay.
Then Naomi was based on something like after the against joy after the storm, something like perseverance.
Yeah. Wow.
So I think when I now finished, I think I was in secondary school year 2 precisely, about to move to January to write my dad changed my name from Naomi to Cornelia.
Who changed it? You? Your mom?
My dad. He said he wasn't around when I was named. That Naomi was not his choice for an English name for me. That the name he was considering were Gabriela, whether Valencia and Cornelia.
Wow.
So he told me to pick the Cornelia. I told him I would take Cornelia.
Wow.
That name.
Okay.
And Cornelia, which was his twin sister, died at the age of, I think, 23. So he gave me his twin sister's name.
Wow.
Because he said the meaning of Naomi doesn't like it. It sounds something like endurance or perseverance, and he don't want that for me. So he has to change the name.
All right. Okay, thank you very much. You must be suffering to endure. So people, they don't want that. Oh my God. So people don't even care about the meaning of their name. They just live their life and like, I don't care, man. It doesn't matter. Just hustle, make this money, as it were. But how important is that?
Okay, then. This one is coming from Jide. Jide from my world says, what's up, Lagos? Kum. He said, Tum Cheng Kum.
It's not, it's Kum, K-U-M, Kum.
And he said, hope I got the
college native name
right.
It's cool.
And says, well, I did my NYC back in Bielsa. And oh boy, I love Ijo people. It says they have legit names around almost any event.
That's right.
Any event like Spoon, Christmas, New Year, Ibadan, Monday, Sunday, all the days of the week.
Yes,
it says Kopa. It says a child was named after a youth copper who impregnated a girl and left.
They called the child copper. Yeah. I mean, the interesting namings are different. It's the job people, especially.
Goodness.
Shout out to all our people, Ijo.
Yeah, so this is coming from Elder Ojulakpe. He sends a message, says, in Yoruba land, naming new baby is really a ceremony. All family relatives gather together. Name is either prediction, event, past experience for a child in Yoruba land. Available items are kola nut, schnapp,
mm-hmm.
palm oil, water, honey, sugar, cane, mm-hmm. etc. All items, pick one by one for prayer for the baby. The name must be three.
All right.
And he gave us his. He says, Jaye Ola.
Mm-hmm.
Ola Yemi.
Yes, Ojolakpe.
Ojolakpe.
Wow. Mm. But what's the meaning of Ojolakpe? About the end of that name.
So,
Ojolakpe. What does that mean? You can
the
tell
days
us
of tomorrow is complete.
Aha. That's Ojolakpe.
Okay.
Ojolakpe, the face of wealth is complete.
Oh.
Is that it?
Oh, it could
I'm
be
not
that
saying
too.
It to. You can let us know.
It could be that too. Let me take this one coming from Abiola from Hamburg. He says, Hamburg, Germany. It says, Atekes, I was named after the real MKO Abiola, the late politician.
Okay.
My dad told me a story. MKO Abiola was invited to a party in our area back then. So there was a lot of happiness in our area that day. So my father decided to name me after him.
Wow. Mm,
said that happened in Lagos Island.
Wow.
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 Okay.
Abiola, born into wealth.
Okay then.
All right, more calls coming in and more comments also. What? Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
I've just been laughing this morning. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my own name, I don't know. It's just funny. Because I'm Igbo. I'm actually Igbo from Imo State. But my native name is Bola. Bola De.
Wow.
So growing up then, when I tell people I'm Igbo, and when I tell them I'm Bola, they say, what tribe? I say, I'm Igbo. They'll be like, how? Is your dad Yoruba? I said, no, my mom and my dad, they are both Igbo.
Wow.
So I had to ask my mom, like, what's up? Why did you forgive me, Bola? Well, it's not the Igbo name finished. And she said, my dad then used to go to Lagos for business. And when he came back, he just named me Bola. And when she asked him, he said he just liked the name. But she thinks, maybe my dad named me after his side chick or something. Maybe there's a Bola that he was seeing in Lagos. And he just named me after.
Wow.
With the name.
Wow.
Wow.
Man.
So that's my own name.
But do you like the name? Do you want to change
it? I like it because I can use it to confuse people. And my surname even sounds like Yoruba, so I like it.
Wow. Okay.
And it means something nice. So I'm stuck with you.
All right. Shout out to you, man.
One Nigeria. That's it. I mean, you are a representation of peaceful coexistence.
Yeah, different cultures.
Yep.
Different cultures.
But, Landy, what do you think about
naming, having...
No, I mean, how did dad arrive? Somebody, dad has to answer that question.
He
lived was in this street.
Yes.
You came to Lagos and named your child, Boladi.
You have to answer that.
Sir, with all due respect, sir, can you explain to us?
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. On Facebook, we have Ade Tumobi.
Ade Tumobi.
Ade Tumobi Abidemi Toyib says, good morning, Nigeria Info. My name is Abidemi from Ijesha Tedo, Surulere, Lagos. It says, they gave me a name simply because my father wasn't around when my mother gave birth to me. Thanks. Great job from you guys. Thank you so much for dropping your message.
Okay.
Thank you for dropping your message. So people are not really telling us how it's done in their tribes.
Yeah, but they're talking about
how they were named.
Perhaps people are not even following it
anymore.
People just wake up.
Yeah, but you know,
this, that's it.
Yeah. You know,
but what's the significance of following the tradition and not following it?
That I can't really explain.
Uh-huh.
But I know that some people, you have to like wait for 7 days. It's usually done 7 days before naming a child, doing the whole process and all that. Why some people there and then as the child is coming out, you know, you're named. But there's a tradition that there's a ritual that happens, you know, during the seventh day that must be done, you know, for naming a child.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Welcome.
You guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Yes. Keep giving Collins that beautiful smile.
Aww.
Collins, please, pardon me.
Who do we have, by the way?
How do you resist those smiles? How do you resist those smiles in that
space? I don't resist.
He doesn't resist. He doesn't resist.
Very good. Thank you very much. You receive it instead.
Yeah, we know you're calling via Skype, and what's your name? And for those who are listening, so I don't know where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Adeyin Kadiwi. Okay. I'm calling from Saudi Arabia.
All right. Welcome.
Shout out to you.
Yeah. So you guys are discussing
naming ceremony.
The name.
Yeah.
Naming ceremony. Actually, you just mentioned Andre just mentioned that most people are not actually saying the reason why they were given that name.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, I don't think I've sat my mom down and asked why did you give me this name?
Mm.
But I know because I'm from a royal family from Ileife.
Okay.
So my name is Adeyinka. So all our names are all starting with Ade, which means crown.
Yeah.
So my own name, which is Yinka, means Ade Yimeka. That means Collins know Yoruba more than Andre, I guess. from the way Andre was pronouncing name, I could see that Collins can speak better Yoruba than you. So the Ade Yimeka means crown surrounds me.
Mm, yeah.
You know, the whole family is from the royal family, and all of us are bearing that Ade.
Yeah.
All of us. So that's just the basic surrounding my own name. But the reason why I was given that name,
you don't know.
I've never asked that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing. We appreciate you. Hello. Hi. What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
Hi. This is Lola Day. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
Hi, welcome, Lola Day.
So I want to talk about my name.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Olola Day.
Okay.
It means the child of wealth has come. When my dad gave birth to me, my dad has been expecting money for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was delivered, my dad's money came. So that's why they named me Ololade. My child of wealth has come.
Okay.
And then in Yoruba land, according to what my mom told me, it's not all Yorubas that use this kolanut, honey, and everything.
Yes, the Igbos use it too.
The Christian part of the Yoruba, they don't use it.
Mm.
Oh. Like me, my brothers and I, they didn't use that.
Oh.
For us, it was just normal pastor comes,
pray and all that.
Then my mom is from Ondo State, cause she's listening to me right now. I had to ask her yesterday. Listening to you guys, I got home. I had to ask her what happened during my naming. Did you use this? Did you use that? In our own town, when they give birth, the snake, I don't know what they call Oka in English.
Okay.
The snake comes inside and sleeps with the baby for 8 days.
Wow. Yes. For real?
Yes. I don't know what Oka is called in English, but it's Oka that comes and stays with the baby for 8 days. Then on the 8th day, which is the naming ceremony, they make yam and palm oil and pour it outside. Then the snake goes.
Wow.
So that's what I'm calling.
Wow.
To share that. I mean, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for sharing this.
Thank you for sharing that.
All right.
Have yourself a great day.
Enjoy. Wow. That was eye-opening. Like, it's Cobra. Cobra. This is Okai's Cobra.
Yeah, it's Cobra.
Jesu Luawa.
Interesting. Interesting.
That's interesting, man.
It's really interesting.
What have we missed?
It's really interesting.
Sometimes you just...
So another question I want to also ask. Does this still happen? When a child is born, the cobra comes and sleeps with the child.
Where's this?
Sleep. I know some people might be thinking, you know, just lay by the child for how many days?
For 8 days.
And then on the eighth day
is the naming ceremony.
You
put yam and oil outside.
Oil outside, and the snake
the
goes.
The cobra will come move.
Goes out.
Man, there's a lot to have. It's a lot of things to. Our children. I don't know what would they even know about our culture.
All of these things.
What would they know? I just wonder.
That's actually part of the reasons we brought this conversation.
Yeah.
You know, just to like remind ourselves of some of these traditions, even if they were myths,
yeah.
even if they were folklores that we're told. I don't think that we should throw them away. I don't think that we should.
Maybe there was rumor that somebody bought form. All of a sudden, all the rumor, every rumor you've heard in this Nigeria like this, anything you hear as a story,
mm-hmm.
trust me, there's truth in it. So even those folklores, those stories, I believe that most of those things happened. I believe most of them.
So that means you're also saying that you believe that they throw children into the sea or into the water.
I believe it.
And the child, until the child comes back, they claim ownership of the child.
Yeah.
Okay then. We need to hear more stories. In fact, this is the reason we brought this conversation. 0700 993 993 993. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Chester Life.
Good. In fact, since yesterday, I've been trying to get you guys.
We're glad you did.
I thought some time ago that I'm inspired. Each time I'm together with my wife, mm-hmm. I think this is one of the marriages made in heaven.
Wow.
And I pray that other marriages will be like that. One. In my own area, I come from Abia State.
Okay.
Names are given based on the events in those old days. Like when I was born, my father gave me Chidebere. Okay. God is merciful. My mother gave me Chijindu. God is alive. My grandfather gave me good luck because he worked with the British people those days. And his own name happens to be one of those names that they gave those days according to the event. Because my grandfather happens to be a very handsome man. And they look at something that is very, very beautiful and handsome to name that person.
Yeah.
My grandfather's name is Nwogazi. And he's only an Igbo man that understands what Ogazi means. It's the most beautiful bird in this planet Earth. So they gave it to my grandfather as Nwogazi.
Okay.
My grandmother gave me Kambiri. Kambiri means let me live. And my auntie, who had her first child in the 50s but lost her and never had anyone, when I was.
Oh, are you still there?
Child is the pride of anybody. So I.
Wow.
Is he there?
Oh man, the network didn't allow us. But at least he made his point.
Yeah.
You know, he said it's based on events.
Events.
I think people just name what I've gotten from the conversation so far. I don't know if we're going to have another part. It's just as if everybody now has to do you wake up.
Or
each family. I think it's beyond tribe. It's now like family. Families have made up their mind how they're going to
name their children.
Like we are now. Which one did we follow? You and I, which should you follow? We don't take names. We don't have names.
We had our names planned.
You know?
But if we're going by the tradition of naming, that is the practice or, you know, the tradition, you know, that process of naming the child, the rites or the rituals that are performed during the naming of a child. Naming ceremony, you know. I think that part also has been, stripped off. Some people don't do that anymore, you know, people now go to church.
Yeah.
You pray for the child. The pastor comes, pray for the child, use the names of the child to pray for the child.
Yeah.
Anoint the child if you're those who use the anointing oil.
Yeah.
You know, pray for the child, basically. Nobody, I'm not sure. If you still do that, if you still go by the rituals or the rites.
The traditions,
You know. If you still go by that, maybe you should let us know. That is, having all those items available.
Yep.
Palm oil, the dried fish, the alligator pepper, the cola nuts, the hot, the schnapp, or
whatever,
you know, whatever it is, you know, available to pray for the child, honey, and all of those things. Do we still have them? Do we still practice those rituals?
You know, the question is, how important is that? could we be missing something for not doing that? Or could it just be, well,
it doesn't matter?
You know, these are questions you need to ask, because sometimes we get modernized, we get carried away, mm-hmm. and forget that these things, not everything that is traditional was inspired by the devil. There are things that are traditional that were inspired by God.
You know, they were just using the symbols or what those items represent to pray for the child.
Absolutely.
So right now they will be like, oh, there's a word of God. If you're a Christian, there's the word of God in the scriptures, and we can use those words to pray for the child and bless the child and name the child. There's power in just using words to pray for a child rather than using symbols or items.
And sports after this.
Well, thank you for making the show a great success. Thank you for contributing. Thank you for being a part of the entire show to the Family Talk. We have to end it now.
Yes, our time is up. Do we say thank you. We say thank you indeed for being a part of the show as always, coming through with your thoughts and sharing with us your story as well. But we need to step aside for the news.
Because once again, God bless you.
God bless us. God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Bye for now.
See you tomorrow.